Please welcome to the program former Toronto Blue Jay current infield coordinator for those Cleveland Indians who clinched just a couple of days ago, Mr. John McDonald. Johnny Mac, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
You know, right?
I mean, 87, I'm just looking at it right now, 87 and 71, a game up on Baltimore, two on Detroit, four to play. It's a pretty good spot, only three teams better.
Yeah.
In the league.
I know, but let's can we just answer a couple of questions. If I told you that over the past, and this is, you know, and we'll start with Jason Grilli, then we'll get to Roberto Osuna, okay?
Okay.
All right. Over the past 15 games, Jason Grilli's got an ERA of 7.82. He's pitched 12 and a two-thirds innings, given up 13 hits, 11 earned runs, walked 9, had a whip of 1.74. Would that surprise you?
No, I've been watching it, so no. It surprises me that it's gotten to this point because he's a pretty good pitcher, and he's already showed that he can throw the ball pretty well in this division. Mm-hmm. You know, which makes me believe it's gonna bounce back for him. You know, it could be an outing tonight, could be right back in there tonight or tomorrow, and then his confidence level when he's going well is extremely high, and I just think he's one outing and he's going to be right back on track. I mean, that's Jason. He has a really really good way of putting things behind him.
Yeah, he seemed positive after the game.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah, he's positive after the game. He was, you know, he's like, hey, man, this is September baseball. But, you know, in September baseball, guys that are nails during the season really need to be nails, especially when you're hunting the wild card, which brings me to Roberto Osuna. If I told you over the past 15 games, you know, he had 5.06, 16 innings pitched, 18 hits, 9 earned runs, and a whip of 1.25, and even worse, last 7 games, ERA of 6.75, and he's blown his last 2 saves. As a guy that's played this game, you know, would you be whispering with other guys in the dressing room, like, oh man, I hope this dude keeps it together, and I hope this is just a speed wobble?
No, well, if he hadn't already done what he did last year, I mean, last year he was pretty impressive down the stretch and in the postseason. I think everyone was pretty excited when he came into the ball game that it was going to get locked down. So he has a lot to draw upon. Now, if he didn't have last year, if this was his first year, I'd be a little more concerned. But when players have, you know, again, when they have something to draw on from past success, that kind of leads me to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, you know what, I still like the pitcher. I think he's going to be pretty good. And he can get the job done, you know. But you want to have that bounce back appearance. You want him to do well in a game the next couple of days to, you know, obviously to secure that home field wild card, have that game at home, which is very important, and get back on track for that game.
John, how frustrated is Devin Travis right now, hurting himself in that little brawl, quote unquote brawl, with the Yankees? And did you ever really steer clear of those things when you were a player?
Yeah, I think you try to stay on the outside of it. You don't necessarily want to be the aggressor unless it's your situation that I know I had a couple of situations over my career where I was the one that was actually really mad. So that's a little easier to deal with because you're right there in the moment. You don't have to run to it, and you're not jumping into a pile and looking over your shoulder and trying to make sure you don't get pushed in the wrong spot or hit by the wrong person. You know, it's a tough spot. You know, it's obviously not what you want to have happen on a baseball field. I know emotion's a part of it, and when you're going through it, you know, I had something with Sandoval that we were really mad at each other in Arizona when I was in Arizona one time, and I couldn't help that. But running to something and not knowing what's going to happen is a whole different story, and those are all definitely unfortunate. With Benoit, the same thing. I think both of them are shaking their heads going, man, why? You know, I wish we could have handled that situation a little bit better. You know, but emotions a big part of it, and this Toronto team in particular, you know, the way they attack the game with a little more emotion and energy and you know, and fun. They're having fun too.
Some would say the way they carry on, John. The way they carry on is annoying to some teams. And I get it, but I happen to love it.
Right, and that's why you have to take the good with the bad. I mean, that's all part of it. When you play like that and things happen, you have to shrug your shoulders at it and say, you know, I don't necessarily think those guys are going to change. I don't think Donaldson's going to woke up yesterday morning and go, yeah, you know, I'm going to change the way I play because it's part of what makes him good. And, you know, whether other teams like it or don't like it, I don't think, from a Blue Jays perspective, when you're playing these games, that's something that you worry about because you got to go out and play baseball.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say the Toronto Blue Jays win tonight, and let's say in a game or two they clinch that first wild card, or when they clinch a wild card spot, if they do, it looks like they probably will. Stranger things have happened. But let's say they do. We talked about this yesterday. Do you celebrate that like they celebrated in Boston yesterday, or is it a muted celebration, got more work to do? Because if it's me, and I had, for the lack of a better term, whizzed away the American League East in the early part of September, I'm not having a big blowout when you settle for the wild card.
Right, so you have to celebrate. I mean, there are guys that won't ever even play in one postseason game. Playing I played with guys that have been in the postseason a lot, and then we clinch, and they've talked about it, and we've had this conversation of, you know what, there's a kid in this room that it may never happen to them again, and just because some players and organizations have done it a lot, and it may get a little old, it won't for that. You know, handful of guys that this is it. This is going to be their only moment, their only time playing, and however that one game wild card goes, I think you celebrate everything. Now, you don't necessarily celebrate afterwards, you know, and celebration, a lot of guys pop the champagne but don't drink it and don't need the beer. It's more having everybody in one room appreciating the fact that you just grinded through 162 games or thereabouts, and you're going on. You're one of the six teams that's moving on. And a lot of teams don't get to experience that. Players play their whole career and don't get to experience that. Front office guys and the clubhouse staff, that whole environment of, wow, you know, we're going on. We still have a chance. We're one of those teams that have a chance to win a World Series, and that's all you need is a chance.
Did you drink it?
Absolutely.
Did you wear goggles? Were you one of those guys, Johnny?
No,
Mack?
Heck no. I wanted to feel the burn. I wanted to remember something. Yeah,
when you see those guys put the goggles on, like David Price, and good for him. I mean, you know, he struggled a little bit this year, but good for David Price. You know, Boston clinched yesterday. He had the goggles on, but he had the cool goggles with like the GoPro in the side of him, like built into the side of him, so he could videotape what was going on. But when you saw him with those goggles last year and the rest, because I hadn't really seen that. You saw guys start to do it a few years ago. Do you not go, come on, you're missing the whole celebration now?
Yeah, you know, I kept my goggles from the years because I always got the goggles. I got a pair in 13, and with the Angels, we won the division in 14, so I have those goggles, and I just didn't wear them. I left them in my locker. I'm like, oh, these are awesome. I'm going to keep them, bring them home, and then take my bottle of champagne. I still have some T-shirts that kind of smell like champagne. It's not a bad thing to remember.
Yeah, from last night or from when you celebrated?
Yeah, you know, one time we celebrated, I promised the kids that we'd celebrate with them in 2013, but we clinched in Tampa the first round of the division series. So when we came home, my wife had bought a bunch of the cider. And we brought the kids out in the backyard, and we celebrated in the backyard so the kids could feel the celebration. So
Johnny, man, how late do those things go after you guys win a division?
I think it depends on the magnitude of the game, where you're at, how many games you're up.
Is Napoli involved?
Absolutely. If Nap's involved, then they might still be going right now. If with the Cubs, you know, the Cubs could have gone all night, and they would have been real comfortable with that. It's September. There's a lot of players. They had best record. There was nothing else to play for. So, you know, go rent out a bar and bring the families out there and let everyone sit around and tell stories about how much fun that year was. You know, but when there's still work to do, I wouldn't call it muted in the locker room, but I think it's muted afterwards. You go out and you grab your wife and kids and your family, or you don't, and you head home because you got to be ready to play tomorrow. There's no day off for Donaldson the day after the clinch because there's, you know, it's 2 days to the wild card. It's a little tougher to blow it out.
Okay, last question. We got about a minute left. John McDonald, our guest, former Toronto Blue Jay, now infielder coordinator for the Cleveland Indians. Indians clinched the other day. Congratulations to you and that organization.
Thank you.
And is there any reservation about, you know, the postseason with some of the pitching issues you're going to have, missing Carrasco, and I'm not sure the health of Salazar. Is he going to be available?
Sure, yeah, I think it's next. There's no reservations. Obviously, you wish you had Carrasco. You wish you had Salazar fully healthy. I'm not sure where he's at in his rehab right now. You know, but you've got Kluber, who's going to be healthy. They pulled him for precaution the other day. You have Tomlin, Trevor Bauer. I think it's next man up scenario, and it's been happening all year. They've been mixing and matching all year, and they won a pretty tough division, and they've got 90-plus wins. So that's a pretty confident team. I don't think they care who they face, and I don't think they care who they put on the mound. They're going to get through five innings. They're going to turn over that bullpen, and they're excited. So it's definitely a pretty us against the world. It doesn't matter who we put in the lineup, who's on the mound attitude, mm-hmm. which suits that club pretty well.
Good. Thanks, man. Congratulations to you and the organization, and thanks for your time this morning, Johnny. Have a great day.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Enjoy this, guys. Don't worry about it. You're going to be fine.